Time is 7:17. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. As we head towards the festivals, towards Rosh Hashanah, it is this year, of course, 2020, a very confusing time. Some of us can go to shul, some of us cannot. We can gather and share meals with people, but how do we do that? Joining us on the line this morning, Dr. Sherry Fanarov. She is a doctor in a private practice and has been very vocal around COVID-19, giving people guidance along the way. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I'm well. Thank you.
Excellent. So it is a confusing time, and it's quite difficult to navigate this because to some extent it's easier to be either in full lockdown or with no lockdown at all. What are your guidelines around this time?
So that's true. And I think this Rosh Hashanah is going to be very different for most of us. You know, most people have large Rosh Hashanah meals and gatherings, and it's usually a time to get together with extended family and lots of friends. And this year, it's just really not a good idea to do that. However, I think it's different from Pesach. We're not in hard lockdown. And I do think that if people do it safely, that they can get together in very small numbers. My suggestion is to have one family over at a time, but you have to follow the rules and you have to really be cautious in order to keep everybody protected.
And how do we go about doing that?
So, you know, the first rule really, as I say, is keep it small. If you're having you know, more than two families, it's really very, very hard to keep it distanced. The second thing that I would definitely recommend is to have it outside. We've blessed with beautiful weather this weekend. The weather forecast for Friday night, Saturday, Sunday looks beautiful. Yeah. So really set up your tables outside. Set up a separate table for each family, so that the family groups are together, but so that nobody's breathing on each other. You know, plan ahead. Tell your guests what's expected. They really should be arriving with masks on, covering their noses and mouths. And my recommendation is that unless you are eating, the masks should be on. You need to distance. You need to be a meter and a half from everybody else, preferably further if you're eating, which is why I've suggested seating people at separate tables. Lots of things to think about.
In fact, I was chatting to Dr. Anton Marburg about this as well, and it was a question that I'm a bit confused about. Is let's just say we're sitting at other separate tables or further further apart, other ends of the table. Are we and you've grouped? Let's assume there are two families that have got together for a meal.
Right.
And they're sitting at other separate tables, which I like. I like that kind of idea because then it does make sure that there's very visibly keeps reinforcing that. But other different tables or at the other end of the table, and people are wearing masks. Should they be wearing masks at the table?
So obviously if one is eating, it's impossible to eat with a mask on. So I think that if the distance is big enough between tables, the masks can be off. But, you know, remember, and I heard Anton chat on Sunday, I completely agree with what he said. If you're getting up and you're walking to get a drink or you're walking to the toilet and you're passing other people, put your mask on to do that. So where there's distance and where you're outside and you're far enough away and you're eating, have your masks off, I would put it back on at other times.
And of course, what's difficult as well is if we haven't seen people, and especially if it's family, all you want to do is give them a hug. You have to not do that.
You have to not. I think that's what should be discussed before, and particularly with small kids. You've got to prep them before. Just don't hug the grandparents. They're going to be close enough that at least they can enjoy Rosh Hashanah with them, but don't hug them. And, you know, there are lots of different things that need to be done. So, like, for example, on Rosh Hashanah, many families, my family, always pass around a Kiddush cup and everybody takes a sip.
Yes.
This year, we just can't do that. Challah also, put a challah on each table so that every family's got their own challah and their own Kiddush wine. Preferably everyone's got their own Kiddush cup. Singing also is another thing that's different this year. We know that singing tends to spread lots of droplets in the air. So, you know, unless you're really far apart, don't sing. Let one person sing, say the brachot. Ideally, if he is singing out loudly, perhaps even to leave his mask on when he's singing.
Right. So, and he would probably stand maybe further away, and everybody has their own wine, or each family has their own wine. It's really a matter of planning, and I hate this new normal word, but this just is what it is. And let's, I get very frustrated with people because there's quite a fair amount of negativity around it, which of course I understand. But at the same time, look at where we were for Pesach, for Passover, where we couldn't even be with anybody. Nobody could go to shul. You could have nobody at your home. Let's just accept that this is what it is. It's part of our convalescence, isn't it?
I agree. And I think just in terms of that planning, one other thing I want to say that's important for this year is serving. So, often if one is doing a buffet, everyone's congregated at the buffet, everybody's touching the same serving spoons. Mm. This year, you need to be a little bit clever. So either put, a salad on each table that each family has, or if it's impossible to do that, have one designated person to do the serving so that their hands are clean, their mask is on, they're touching the serving spoons, and each family can come up family at a time, and the server can then serve the meal. And the same with drinks. Congregating around drinks and everybody touching the same drinks is a problem. Mm. You've got to have your hand sanitizer out at the drinks table. Ideally, one person serving the drinks, so not everyone's touching, or do drinks in individual cans. It's really not that hard. You just have to be a little bit creative.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that. Using cans instead of using for cold drinks, instead of using a 2-liter, use little tins, and then everybody can have.
It's not that hard. You just have to think ahead about what are the potential problems where people are together, and you've got to just think of ways that you can not have them on top of each other, but can still enjoy it. And maybe this is the year for nice, intimate Rosh Hashanah instead of a huge one where, actually catch all your cousins.
Absolutely. That aunt that you never wanted to have but always had to. This is your year. Celebrate that old bag is not going to be there this year. I mean, there's nothing better than that. Joss says, hi, if you take off your mask at the table, where do you put it? In your pocket? Or maybe if it's one of those around your neck, well, then it's easy. Leave it around your neck. But if it's not, fair question.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Mm. It's actually a really tough one. When you're handling your mask, you need to have clean hands. That's also important.
Right.
I would say either hang it up on the back of your chair, but obviously nobody else is going to touch it. You're only handling it by the straps, or potentially just kind of leave it pulled down. Mm. It's not ideal because we know you can pick up germs like that. Or probably the best method is to have a plastic bag or a paper bag, take off your mask by the handles, put it in the bag, put the bag in your handbag or wherever, somewhere safe that no one's going to touch it. And when you're ready to put your mask on, sanitize your hands, take your mask out the bag by the straps and put it back on.
Mm. So interesting. Elise says, I spoke to my sister in Jerusalem yesterday. They're having a family get together on Thursday night just before lockdown in Jerusalem. We were like that in South Africa. Lockdown was starting, I think it was on the Monday night, or Tuesday night, and everybody was running around as though Corona was arriving at 6 p.m. or whatever time it was. Crazy. It really does play with our minds, and we do funny things.
Yeah, that's true. And unfortunately, Corona is not gone. It's here. I think we are prepared to be a bit more lenient now compared to Pesach because the numbers are low. But actually, realistically, if you look at our numbers, they're actually higher than they were at Pesach time. There still are between 1,000 and 2,000 new infections a day. The virus is there. I've still got patients in the community that are positive. We know it's there. If people are not cautious and have massive family gatherings, you have the risk of 40 people being infected by one, and potentially of those 40, some people could be seriously affected. Mm-hmm. So I really would say you just have to be cautious.
Dov raises an important question here. He says, what about the bathroom, flushing handles and things like that when you have a number of people in the house? I think that's a very, very good question.
Yeah, agreed. So when you go to the bathroom, first of all, go on your own. Don't congregate. There should be dispenser soap as opposed to a bar of soap. Mm-hmm. So you need a good dispensing soap. You've got to wash your hands well. There really shouldn't be a shared towel. Rather put out break-up roller towels or have disposable paper towels so that not everyone's sharing. really important to flush the loo with the toilet down. And I would also strongly advise you to go into the loo with your mask on. We know that flushing can potentially aerosolize viral particles. That actually is a place where you can pick up germs. And obviously that's an indoor area. If the loo has a window, leave it open so it's ventilated. Wash your hands well before and after with a dispensable soap and dry them with a paper towel. And then ideally when you touch the door handle, either you've got to have really clean hands or have some wet wipes out that you can touch the door handle with a wet wipe, wipe it afterwards. You know, again, you just have to think it through.
Absolutely right. It is 7:28. Thank you for that, Dr. Sherry Fanarov, chatting to us, giving us some useful tips around the Rosh Hashanah, around participating in other people's evenings or meals, etc., and having people in your home. Very, very valuable information. Thank you. It is 7:28.